Extremely loud and incredibly close. Jonathan Safran Foer. I timed myself, and it took me 3 seconds to open a lock. Then I figured out that if a baby is born in New York every 50 seconds, and each person has 18 locks, a new lock is created in New York every 2.777 seconds. So even if all I did was open locks, I'd still be falling behind by 0.333 locks every second. And that's if I didn't have to travel from one lock to the next. And if I didn't eat, and didn't sleep, which isn't okay if, because I didn't actually sleep anyway. I needed a better plan. That night, I put on my white gloves, went to the garbage can in Dad's closet, and opened the bag that I'd thrown all of the pieces of the vase into. I was looking for clues that might lead me in a direction. I had to be extremely careful so that I wouldn't contaminate the evidence, or let Mom know what I was doing, or cut and infect myself. And I found the envelope that the key was in. It was then that I noticed something that a good detective would have noticed at the very beginning. The word black was written on the back of the envelope. I was so mad at myself for not noticing it before that I gave myself a little bruise. Dad's handwriting was weird. It looked sloppy, like he was writing in a hurry, or writing down the word while he was on the phone, or just thinking about something else. So, what would he have been thinking about?